Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata pushes through some hemlocks on the ridge above town to get a better look at loose boulders hanging over the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad dock.
See how it's all just falling apart? Crumbling? Look at all this loose rock here.
Usually, 500,000 cruise ship tourists meet their tour guides or board buses and trains here. But city-hired geologists released a report this summer with a sobering message. There could be a catastrophic slide here with little to no warning.
And you can see how precarious they are. If one goes, they're all going. And this is the good side.
The view up here above the slide path is stunning. In one direction, a glacier-carved fjord reflects a jagged crown of mountains. In the other, the town's brightly painted Gold Rush-era buildings. The port is studded with three huge cruise ships.
There goes some rock. And then look what's right at the bottom of the slide.
Everything looks tiny below. People are just specks on the dock.
The side of this mountain will come down. It's a matter of when.
Cremata gestures at the town's fuel tanks and the helicopter pad and says he's worried that if enough rock came off the mountain, a massive slide could take out everything on the waterfront. There have been four serious rock slides on the dock since June. Boulders punched a hole right through the concrete and rebar so you can see the water below. Others damaged a cruise ship there. Residents say cruisers and local children selling newspapers were in the impact zone just minutes before the rock came down. Now, some ships are skipping Skagway and taking their business to Sitka or Hoonah. And instead of four ships, the city can accommodate only three at a time. That's a loss of about 100,000 passengers for the rest of the season. And, of course, all the money they would have spent.
Are you guys looking for the Klondike Tours bus?
Billy Jo Clem is trying to flag down cruise ship passengers to get them to take one of her buses. They used to wait right at the dock for passengers to get off the ships, but since it closed, cruise ships are sending people to shore on small boats.
Which is financially devastating for us.
She says tourists are struggling to find her buses as they get rerouted around the slide area. It's cut her business in half, and she's had to lay off some of her drivers.
If we don't have the tours and we don't have the people from the ships, we just can't afford to keep them, and we've cut everybody else's hours down.
At the railroad station, throngs of tourists are waiting to board one of the trains that run hourly up the winding rail to the White Pass summit. It's Skagway's biggest draw. The White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad has been the town's largest employer for nearly 125 years. Tyler Rose, the company's executive director of human resources and strategic planning, says the city's report overstates the imminent risk of a rock slide.
Well, it's always been a concern. And I know for us, it's not a heightened concern because we've always taken it very seriously.
He says White Pass identified a slide risk decades ago. They've been monitoring the area since 2017 when an earthquake let loose two rock slides. The company repurposed shipping containers as a protective tunnel for cruise ship passengers to walk through and put up barriers to catch falling rocks. That appeared to solve the problem until the rock slide this June. Geologists for the railroad said in a memo that their research has been more extensive than the city consultant's review. They say there's no increased risk of rock slide compared to previous years they've monitored. It also said their instruments on the mountain would forewarn the railroad of any movement indicating a rock slide was imminent. Rose had hoped to reopen the dock this season, but it's clear now, after several more rock slides came down without warning, that that's not going to happen.
You know, we want to work closely with the municipality to both solve this problem and seek funding wherever we can, because it will be a financially challenging proposition for both of us.
The city and the railroad are working together to try and reduce risk at the slide zone. They have a plan, but it's a massive undertaking and likely to cost tens of millions of dollars. But Mayor Andrew Cremata is serious about making it happen and quickly.
But come next April, we need to be able to put four ships here and make sure that our business owners have the best chance they can have at making as much money as possible as the cruise industry rebounds.
The plan is to fly heavy machinery to the top of the mountain by helicopter and start taking pieces of it down. The goal is to decrease the steepness of the mountainside so rocks don't tumble off. A team of design contractors is in Skagway this week to see how and if it can be done. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Claire Strempel.